America Weekend.
Carl.
Yes.
We need to pick back up here what we were talking about on the First Amendment guarantees in the last segment.
And
I'm looking for my notes here. I got them. Here they are.
Okay. Why don't you get into it, and then we'll move forward from there.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Lord knows that I'm all for free speech, freedom of expression, and all the guarantees that the First Amendment embraces. What led me to say that in the last segment was that I'm not for the inciting actions of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which sponsored the Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. Two men got shot. They shot at a security guard and police officer. The two men have been identified as radical Islamics. Now, here's my point. To sponsor an event that would surely offend another's belief just because it's your right to express it, I think, is provocative. That's, to me, not an expression. It may be an expression of it, but it's also taunting and a provocation. And that concerns me.
I don't disagree with that. I seem to be on the picket fence with a lot of these issues today. Anything that is offensive, that is specifically aimed at offending another group, I don't believe has the right to free speech.
Well, that's not on the fence.
Well, no, it's not. But I also believe that under our Constitution, they have a right. We don't have to like it. And this is where it gets, for me, it gets into a very big gray area. When you're offending someone else's religion, and I don't care who the offender or the offendee is, it doesn't matter. I don't believe you have a right to belittle people or talk down to people or to take your right of free speech to the extreme where you are more than... You turn an issue, a basically sound issue, and turn it around into a disruptive and a situation that can only turn, as it did, to violence. Okay, because that's the only thing that solves the point. You can't discuss your way out of that kind of a situation.
Well, no, you know, it was Barry Goldwater who once said that extremism in the pursuit of liberty is no vice. I think in this case it is.
Yes.
Device. That's the extremism. The woman who founded the AFDI is a woman by the name of Pamela Geller, and she has been labeled by some governmental organizations as an extremist. Whether that's accurate or not, I have no idea. But she's the one that coined the phrase World Trade Center mosque.
The mosque at the World Trade Center?
Right. Remember they wanted to do that a few years ago?
And that mosque is still there, two blocks away from the World Trade Center. And people are saying that it is a disgrace for those who died, et cetera, and so forth.
Yeah.
But they have a right to be there. They own the building, and they are Muslim, and they have a right to have a mosque there if they want. That's another issue, okay? However, I thought it was handled beautifully by New York City. It did a terrific job. Bloomberg at the time, the mayor, did a wonderful job in calming down that situation,
mm-hmm.
and now it's quietly gone away.
Let me go back to Barry Please. Goldwater, the former senator
from Arizona,
who said that extremism in the pursuit of liberty is no vice, but the second phrase is often not there, which is, and modernation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
Ah, very interesting. I had forgotten that. This is where we get into very murky water. I'm not sure that we really are, any of us are smart enough to have the answer here. What determines free speech? The founding fathers were very clear on what free speech was all about. Very clear. Freedom of religion, the basic qualities.
Well, it's interesting. It's the first of the major amendments.
Yes. The ability to be able, and this of course was there. Moniker against the British Empire. Okay, freedom of the right to be able to speak and be represented, the right of representation. But How do we determine that? I'm going to look at it this way, and then I'd like to get your thoughts. We're going to have these anomalies along the way as this democracy continues to grow and change. We're going to have these anomalies. This is an anomaly. It is not the basic tenets of the term free speech as I define it. And you're going to have these, call them what you will, individuals who are going to do these kinds of things under the guise of free speech. We have to tolerate them. We don't have to like it. Okay? How far we tolerate them is based on the Supreme Court's ruling on the constitutional issue of the First Amendment. And that's what it's going to get down to at some point.
Well, it's really interesting that Jefferson, who wrote the great Declaration of Independence.
That's correct.
And who also penned many of the amendments, particularly the First Amendment, was a man who, when he was president, was very angry at a newspaper editor by the name of Freneau.
Freneau, yes.
And Freneau was backed by Hamilton.
Hamilton, there we go, Alexander
and,
Hamilton.
And Jefferson was complaining at the untruths that he perceived that was printed in Freneau's newspaper and wanted it stopped.
Freedom of speech.
So here was the man, you know, who wrote all of these great freedoms for all of us to enjoy, who wanted to control it even in those days at his time.
The right of the presidency, if you will.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, Roland. This is a tough one. My beliefs, your beliefs. What the great thing is, we're in the discussion of it right now, and this great country allows us the opportunity to be in that discussion, okay? In many other countries, we would not have, if not most of the countries on the planet, we would not have that opportunity.
No. Wouldn't have it again.
Wouldn't have it again.
Yeah.
Some of these countries are in civilized Europe as well, by the way. I think that we stand in a very in a turning point in many respects to our freedoms and how they are exercised. I don't have the answers to it. I will defend their right to that freedom of speech. We must maintain that. But how do we do that is a question.
Do you remember the four freedoms of Roosevelt?
No, I do not. I must admit.
A speech one time called the Four Freedoms. I'm pretty sure it's four.
I believe you're right, but I...
One of which, of course, was freedom of expression.
Yes.
Speech and expression. Boy, I'm having a mental block.
No, we are.
The three were. And somebody's going to write us.
They always do, and I thank him. Please do.
Yes, yes, indeed.
But I remember...
But I'm going to look it up anyway when I go home.
And so will I. But I remember the conversation started with the Ku Klux Klan marches in Washington in the 20s. This question of freedom of expression. That's where... it was a proposal to take it to the Supreme Court for a ruling. Never got there. And it started with the Ku Klux Klan marching in Washington, D.C., under their right of freedom of expression, something that could not happen today. It could not happen today. Should they have the right to do that is another issue. Should they have the right to march is another issue. Is that their freedom of expression? Is there something that they are doing that's illegal?
Well, I mean, you can extrapolate that all the way up to modern times. And do the gay pride people have the right to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City?
There you go.
You know, it's all belief against belief.
Is this a conundrum, Roland?
I don't know. It's certainly a dichotomy.
How do we get into this, ladies and gentlemen?
It's your fault.
Of course it is. And I want to explain to Kevin, once again, in the control room, who sits on top of us. This is, I can't explain this. We can go around on this issue, but I will say this. My final thought.
Wait a minute. You just said you couldn't explain it.
I'm going to try. In 30 seconds or less.
No, you've got a long time to go here.
But I want to be able to make the final statement. Or make a statement of anything.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Whether it matters or not. We have a long way to go to educate our people in understanding this very complicated process of democracy. I'll say no more.
Well, if you assume that we have a democracy,
Some people call it a republic.
It's a republic. Okay. It's a big difference from a democracy.
Yes, it is. That's true. That's true.
But it's democratic principles within the republic.
We're in the Republican system. Okay, we got that. Now that I'm corrected once again.
No.
No, but the point is, we have a long way to go to be educated
on. Yeah, we do.
Because we don't get it. We still don't get it. And it's the reason that the other countries of the world and other religions in the world don't get our society.
And you and I have this little bully pulpit that we can pontificate about.
I am pontificating all over the place here.
And so be it.
Yes.
As long as we admit that's what we're doing and we have absolutely no, we have every right to do so, but no authority.
I love it. Carl Sabatino, loving every minute of it with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.